following presentation is a Barrett Sports Media production. In the sports media business, change is inevitable.
Tony Romo could become the first $10 million a year TV analyst.
Disney has named James Pitaro as the president of the worldwide leader.
Fox has signed a deal with the NFL to broadcast Thursday Night Football.
But not every move makes national headlines.
This news came out of left field, I think, for everybody.
I was shocked.
Keeping you updated on the news you might have missed. Here's Brandon Contis with the Under the Radar podcast.
All righty, welcome to Barrett Sports Media's Under the Radar podcast with Brandon Contis, where we'll catch you up on the recent industry news that may have been missed, but certainly deserves some attention, and we'll do it each week in 10 minutes or less. This is Season 1, Episode 2 of the Under the Radar podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Contis, Barrett Sports Media's lead reporter for sports radio and television news, writing daily news articles for the platform with some feature stories mixed in. And while we do a great job at BSM cranking out daily content to keep everybody up to date on changes and news within the industry, there's still plenty that gets missed. And we have a lot of stuff in here this week that includes new shows, new analysts, new podcasts, and plenty more, but we only have 10 minutes to work with, so let's dive right in. Look, I know what you're thinking, but Brandon, BSM has already given us so much news this week. How is there going to be more to fill in this podcast? Because I was thinking the same thing. But don't worry, this pod is fully loaded, and we're going to start with a big one. This news was actually released earlier in the summer, but from what I saw, it was mostly shared regionally. So some of you may have missed that the New Orleans Pelicans brought Antonio Daniels in to be their new TV analyst, and that's an organization that has made a lot of changes heading into the start of the NBA season. Not only in the front office with David Griffin, but also in the broadcast booth. They moved their flagship radio station to ESPN 100.3, ending their partnership with WRNO 99.5. They also named Todd Graphic Nini as their radio play-by-play voice, replacing Sean Kelly. And then the one that slid under the radar a bit, Antonio Daniels replacing David Wesley as their TV analyst. And Daniels joins play-by-play announcer Joel Myers on the call and moves over from the Oklahoma City Thunder's TV broadcast, where he worked in studio, and he's very familiar with Myers. The two of them spent the last few years together on Sirius XM, so they should have no trouble getting used to calling Pelicans games together. And how about this one? Bruce Jacobs is returning to the airwaves, heading back to Phoenix, where he had a long tenure earlier in his career and used to co-host a weekday show with Mike Golic. And I know BSM had an article on Friday about it, but I figured we could still throw it in here just so it wasn't something that got buried by the Friday news cycle. Jacobs is launching a new morning show on 1580 The Fanatic, beginning Monday the 23rd and airing weekdays from 5:30 to 10 a.m. Jacobs' show will also feature former Cowboy and Phoenix native Dale Ellestre. Jacobs, the unfiltered radio host and New York native, started his radio career decades ago in Babylon, New York, on a radio station that, oddly enough, shared a studio with the station that I hosted my first ever show on. And we'll keep it in Arizona, where Fox Sports 1450 in Tucson announced they're going to be the radio home of the Tucson Roadrunners, along with being an affiliate of their parent NHL team, the Arizona Coyotes. And that broadcast is going to originate from the Coyotes' flagship Fox Sports 910 in Phoenix. Also on the subject of the Arizona Coyotes, congratulations goes to Michaela Perkins. She announced that she joined the team as a videographer and digital editor. Perkins said that she's still going to continue as a contributor 98.7 Arizona Sports as an update anchor. Some more NHL news. The Anaheim Ducks announced Allison Lozoff will be their new ringside reporter for games on Prime Ticket and Fox Sports San Diego. Lozoff spent the last 2 years with the Vegas Golden Knights in the same role, but her contract ended following last season. The Golden Knights brought in Stormy Buonantony to take over for Lozoff ringside on their TV home, AT&T Sportsnet. Buonantony spent the last 2 years as an ESPN contributor. All right. Also out west, earlier this week, I wrote a news article about the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game, changing to Damon, Ratto, and Kolsky, with Ray Ratto and Matt Kolsky officially joining Bruce's afternoon show after already working as co-host for a few months. But what was not in the headline and may have flown under the radar was that the show started a simulcast on ESPN 1320 up in Sacramento last week. And since dropping the Rise Guys earlier in the summer, 1320 has aired mostly network programming from ESPN Radio during the weekday, but with 95.7 The Game sitting about 90 miles away from Sacramento, the addition of Damon, Ratto, and Kolsky will offer a little bit more localized weekday content on the radio station. I want to get to some WFAN news, where John Jastrzemski, who's never short on jobs, launched a new sports betting show on the station, The Morning Line, which airs every Sunday from 8:30 to 9 a.m. And I'm waiting for JJ to one day have to just go into hibernation for 6 months, because the guy is all over the place on WFAN, hosting at night, overnight, evenings. 877-337-6666. It's JJ on the Fan. He's one of the top weekday fill-in hosts. He's on Sunday mornings. He's on SNY, CBS Sports Radio, traveling to AC and Vegas, and all along the way, his energy is absolutely unmatched. While we're talking about WFAN, I also want to call out one of the best radio rants of the weekend. It came from Bart Scott, who early on in his WFAN tenure, he took a call from a listener who said Eli Manning would be the Giants' starting quarterback longer than Bart lasts as a radio host. And Bart invited the caller back on air now that Eli Manning is no longer the Giants' starting quarterback. But he hung up on him immediately and followed with this.
I'm just a guy that's trying to learn about baseball, that's trying to be a great, you know, analyst on the Fan, and you call up day in and day out and hit me with that negative spew. And then you think you're going to call back and tell me, Bart, I apologize? No! The damage is done, damn it! Kick Rock Scott from East Hanover. You get no play in my ride, homie. Newsflash, we ain't never been friends.
The entire two-minute rant was fantastic. Congratulations goes to Josh Applebaum, who spent the last couple of years working with the Action Network. Applebaum announced that he joined VSiN as a full-time sports betting reporter. So follow his Twitter handle, @JoshInsights, and check out what shows he's joining to give some betting tips and insight. How about Spencer Ray, the part-time production assistant for ESPN Radio in Bristol? He announced after 2 years, he's now a full-time employee at the Worldwide Leader. Also in production news, Mike Mayer announced last Friday was his last day producing the afternoon show on SiriusXM's Big Ten Radio, but he's not leaving the satellite radio company. Instead, starting September 30th, Mayer's going to become the producer of Pac-12 This Morning, which is going to originate from Los Angeles. While Mayer is departing Big Ten Radio's afternoon show, Pete Pistone is joining the SiriusXM program as a co-host. Earlier this month, Pistone announced he's continuing as a contributor to the Motor Racing Network, but also this fall, he's expanding his sports casting into football. In addition to Big Ten Radio, Pistone will also write college and NFL features for gambling.com and bookies.com. Let's get to a couple more weekend shows that launched this month. Andrew Wadden, who produces the afternoon show on TSN 1040 all the way up and over in Vancouver, he took over as the new host of Sports Saturday, which airs from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. every Saturday, as you could have guessed. And then once hockey season starts in the coming weeks, Wadden's going to stay on for another 2 hours and be joined by J.D. Burke from 1 to 3 as the duo co-hosts another season of Rinkwide. Chris Peek debuted a new show on 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh recently called Panthers Insider. The show airs every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. Chris runs PantherLair.com, which covers Pitt basketball and football, but obviously right now is going to have more of a focus on football. Also in Pittsburgh, Brooke Pryor, the longtime sports reporter, left the Kansas City Star after just over a year on the Chiefs beat. Earlier this month, Pryor announced she's joining ESPN's NFL Nation as their beat reporter for the Pittsburgh Steelers. In the announcement, Pryor said the decision to leave Kansas City was tough, but she always wanted to work for ESPN and looked forward to being the Steelers beat writer for one of the top media companies in the world. That, of course, being ESPN. Congratulations to Christina Poncher. The longtime boxing broadcaster was announced as the official play-by-play voice for all undercard and international boxing broadcasts on ESPN+. Poncher has been with Top Rank Boxing as reporter, host, and commentator for almost a decade, having also contributed as a host and anchor on NFL Network during that time. Some podcast news, Jay Suwoski, executive producer at 670 The Score and a longtime hockey insider for the station covering the Blackhawks for over a decade. He's launching a new daily podcast on September 30th called The Locked On Blackhawks. And while he's well-connected in terms of having covered the team, Jay noted the most important thing about the daily podcast is that he's a Blackhawks fan. Real quick, I want to squeeze in a couple of Philly notes here. First, Vince Quinn has been getting a lot more hosting opportunities on WIP recently. He's also hosting a Facebook Live show with the station's midday show host Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie for every Eagles road game, which is cool. And also, NBC Sports Philly launched a new Eagles show for the season. It's a 30-minute show called Birds Outsiders. It immediately follows every Eagles post-game show, and it's hosted by Jason Ashworth, Roy Burton, and 97.5 The Fanatics' Natalie Eginoff. All right, we're out of time for this week. Thanks for listening to Episode 2 of Arrowhead Sports Media's Under the Radar podcast. I'm Brandon Contis. Comments and feedback are always welcome at brandon.contis@gmail.com. As always, keep up to date with industry news at BarrettSportsMedia.com, and we'll have some great feature stories dropping this week, and we'll chat next week. Big up!
Thank you for listening to the Under the Radar podcast. To pass along news, tips, and inside information, follow Brandon on Twitter at Brandon Contes. And for the latest sports media news, visit our website, BarrettSportsMedia.com.